Good evening, y'all. My name is Julie Kwan, and I am... Thanks. I'm so honored to be able to share a piece of my story with you tonight. I grew up going to church with my mom and my sister while my dad stayed home. He didn't claim to have to be a Christian or to have a faith. And shortly after my 10th birthday, my mom died, leaving my dad to raise two almost teenage girls, which is probably the scariest thing in the world for any man to face. And without really talking about my mom or her death, we kind of just moved forward. My dad owned a business and worked a lot, so my grandmother, my aunts, and my uncles jumped in to help care for my sister and me. Although my dad didn't believe in Jesus, he saw the value in Christianity and wanted us to continue going to church. He knew it was important to my mom, so he would drop us off on Sunday and pick us up when we were done. As I grew into my teenage years, I learned to be very independent, to make decisions and solve problems by myself. I didn't feel like I had anyone that I could ask for help or guidance when it came to school and navigating life. Though I actually did have people around me, I never really learned how to ask them for help. And going to my dad wasn't very helpful either. Being the typical Chinese dad, he would just tell me I had to get all A's and not get pregnant or tattooed. So he simply just didn't have the experience to help me with homework, college applications, or even just teenage girl stuff. He remarried when I was 13. Similar to when my mom died, we never talked about how this would change our family. And consequently, I didn't build a relationship with my stepmom. I mean, why should I? Disney movies taught me that stepmothers are usually evil. She came into our lives, got rid of my mom's things, moved us to the suburbs, and she didn't even speak English very well. These were significant life changers, but I never learned to understand or talk about my feelings. So I just had all this anger bottled up inside. I felt alone. I felt a pressure to succeed. I felt I had to figure it out on my own. Through it all, I learned that the only person I could depend on was myself, and I believed that asking for help was a sign of weakness. While on a middle school church retreat, I accepted Jesus, primarily so that I wouldn't end up in hell. But it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I started to become curious about what it was I claimed to believe. As I learned about my faith, I felt my bottled up anger melt away, and I softened toward my stepmom. As I prepared to start college, I knew that I wanted a different experience, not the stereotypical one full of drinking and parties. That never really interested me. I signed up for this freshman orientation camp that had a Christian focus, and this was the first time I was exposed to Christians who were really passionate about God, and I wanted the same passion. I joined a freshman Bible study, and it was through this group that I really learned about Jesus Christ. I realized that I didn't really understand who he was or why he was so important. For the first time, it became clear to me. God created me. He loves me, but God is perfect, and I, as a human, am not because of sin. I learned that the consequence of my sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. My sin hinders me from having a real relationship with God, which means that I will never get to go to heaven. But God loved me too much to let that happen. He sent his son Jesus to this earth to live a perfect, sin-free life and die to pay the consequence of my sin. By placing my trust in Jesus and believing that he died for me, I will get to experience a relationship with God while on earth and spend eternity with God in heaven. Knowing this, I began to learn to trust God with my life, and it hasn't been easy. As I finished college, I thought I had to make myself successful. I had to find a job, climb the corporate ladder, and make millions of dollars. So I listened to my school, I went to all the job fairs, submitted my resume to everyone, and went on all these interviews. Despite my efforts, I graduated college with no job lined up, so I moved home. Having hit a wall in my job search, and feeling like a failure, I realized that I was not trusting God with this process. In a last-ditch effort, I prayed asking God to help me trust him with it. I continued my job search, but with a change in perspective. God provided in his perfect timing, teaching me to prayerfully trust him through this process. I landed a job working for a vice president of a retail company, and he was always on, which meant I was always on. So with my BlackBerry in hand, I ran hard after my job and lost sight of God. Then I started experiencing severe joint pain all over my body because of the stress. It was what doctors chalked up to be arthritis. I reached my breaking point when one day, within minutes of getting to work, weary of being in constant pain, I found myself balled up in my cubicle, crying. I cried all the way home. I got in bed and continued to cry. Through all the tears, I could hear God whispering to me over and over, "Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God." Another translation of these sweet words from Psalm 46:10 says, "Cease striving and know that I am God." Through both physical and work-related lessons, he has been faithful to sweetly release me from this idea of independence and worldly success and trust him. I'm learning that I don't have to depend on myself. I can depend on God to guide me through everything in life. It is such a relief to know that I am not alone. When it comes to work, job transitions, and major life decisions, I had to learn the same lesson a few times before I learned to go to God first, rather than use him as my Hail Mary or my ticket out of hell. And God, being sovereign, good, and patient, has proven himself trustworthy over and over and over again. Speaking of not being alone, when I finished college, I thought I was ready to find a husband and start a family, to be the cool soccer mom that's always prepared with juice boxes and orange slices, but this has not been God's plan for me. Instead, he has used this time of singleness to reveal things that needed to change in my life. I used to keep people at a distance. I prided myself on not needing people. I was afraid to let people in, mostly because I didn't know myself well enough. God has used my singleness to teach me to trust him, to help me figure out what I believe and who I am, to learn to speak up and confidently use the gifts that he has given me. He's shown me that my relationship with him and myself must be healthy before even thinking about becoming a wife or awesome soccer mom. And over the last few years, I've been learning to grow roots, to let people know me. God surrounded me with a community of believers that can read me like a book, lean in on hard conversations, and sharpen me. Through community and this gather ministry, I'm experiencing what it's like to walk side by side with other people that believe in Jesus, my brothers and sisters. They are one way that God provides wisdom, care, help, and guidance for me. And I can share my juice boxes and orange slices with them. Now, my life is marked by peace and dependence in God. I've learned that it's okay to ask people for help and that I don't have to have all the answers. I don't make plans for my life because anytime I have, God has turned them upside down and proven that he is phenomenally more creative than I could ever dream to be. I am free to live knowing that God loves me, that Jesus died so that I would no longer be separated from God, and that when I stumble and fall, he will pick me back up. I just have to cease striving and know that he is God. Thank you.